think we're supposed to learn in part, which I never realized until this week, never really thought about it, is that this week's Torah portion proves how important free markets are to human beings. I really mean that. It's an argument in favor of the capitalist system. Because you see, if Israelite freedom had depended on the will of the Egyptian people, then after they had plague upon plague upon plague, which must have destroyed their economy, they would have been free. Because any people that can express their freedom, that has leaders that allow one after another plague to destroy the crops, the Nile, prevent people from going to work because it's dark, have locusts eat everything that remains, all of them would surely have overthrown the leader or voted them out of office or insisted on the kind of policy change that would have let the Israelites go free. But what is remarkable about this is that all of the energy is concentrated on what Pharaoh decides, which tells you how pernicious, how dangerous a tyranny is, not only because it enslaves the Israelites, but because it enslaves the Egyptians too. They don't have a choice. And in the modern world, we've seen this again and again and again, which is that the will of one human being in a tyranny can destroy a people. And that's astonishing to think of, but just imagine what the Soviet Union would have been like had Stalin not been Stalin, or what Iraq might have been like had Saddam Hussein been different. It happens over and over and over again. And so part of what the lesson is, I think, of the plagues is how much the Torah believes that one human being alone shouldn't determine everything. And by the way, that's even true of Moshe. Moshe, among other things, takes advice from his father-in-law, Yitro, and of course, a little bit from God. But as a result, I want to say one word as well, just a word, because it's a complicated topic. And someone sent me, a professor from Israel, sent me a beautiful article this week, but it was too long to summarize, about the different terms that are used to describe the hardening of Pharaoh's heart. Because if it all depends on one person, then it seems very unfair that God hardens Pharaoh's heart, because had Pharaoh's heart been softer, the Israelites could have gone. And the best explanation in a sentence that I ever heard was that God hardened Pharaoh's heart to give Pharaoh free will. And by that, it means when something overwhelming happens to you, you really have no choice. The only way you have a choice is if you're strong enough to make an internal decision, even in the face of great pressure. So what God did was he hardened Pharaoh's heart enough so that Pharaoh could make a free decision, as opposed to saying, oh my God, it's dark everywhere, we better let them go. He removed his panic and his anxiety and strengthened him enough so that he could calmly make the tyrannical decision that he made. Which is a nice idea in a way. It means that sometimes God gives us the strength to overcome even the tremendous forces in the world and make a free decision inside ourselves, as opposed to making a decision out of panic or fear or anxiety or a feeling of being overwhelmed. But as a result, of course, the Egyptians suffered, the Israelites suffered longer, and the liberation was more powerful and memorable, but also in a way more tragic. It does remind us how much the fate of a single person in the wrong place at the wrong time can change history. That's a lesson all of us who are fortunate enough to live in a democracy have to keep in mind, that actually our selection of leaders on every level, local, state, national, really does make a tremendous difference now, but less so than if we were unfortunate enough to live in the kind of world, the kind of country, where one person gathers all the threads of decision-making into his or her own hands and sometimes decides wrong. With that, let's invite everybody in.